No one who does good work will ever come to a bad end, either here or in the world to come. Hey everyone, it's your friend Raimi over in Freed. I'm joined in the studio today by my good friend Ezra, a Freed native.
Hello everyone.
Ezra's joining us today to help teach us a little more about what Freed was like just a few years back. I understand you have a couple of things you want to talk about.
Yes, I do. I want to start with a fond memory I have of a talent show in elementary school. It was my first time being in Did you try turning it off and on again?
I don't think this ever turns off. I think it's always on.
There's no way that's efficient.
It's not, but I don't know what else to do.
Miss Raimi, the light's on.
Oh! Yeah, and the bars are doing their thing. We're live again. Sorry about that, folks, but this station is a little old, so some problems are expected. Anyway, Ezra, I believe you were talking about your talent show?
Yes. It was the first time I had been in front of an audience. And I was very nervous. I hadn't practiced my recorder. Miss Raimi, language.
I don't know what's going on. This old piece of shit appears we're live again. Hello everyone, sorry again for the technical issues. Although I think we finally I'm done. No broadcast today.
How will they know to stop listening?
There. That should be sending out a recording saying we have technical issues. It's an old sound clip. I found it lying around.
Oh, yes. That one. I knew the person who did that.
Oh, really?
Yes. We often talked. Well, we talked once. We knew each other. I knew of them. I knew their name. I don't know who did it at all.
Yeah, I kind of picked up on that.
I do, however, know the ranger that used to run this station.
Was he the friend of your friend's cat?
Well, actually, yes.
Oh.
Strictly speaking, it was my aunt, but my friend's cat did like her company, so yes, the ranger who ran the station was in fact the friend of my friend's cat. How did you guess that?
I just... Never mind. You were saying?
My aunt generally got along with everyone. She was the town old lady, though she wasn't old. Everybody went to her for help, even those who had never met her. She welcomed everyone who wanted to be welcomed, and even those who didn't, or did, but just didn't know it yet.
She sounds so sweet.
She was. I miss her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you close?
Very. She was the one who raised me and my brother.
You have a brother?
Had.
Oh, I'm sorry!
And yes, remember I told you about him before?
I don't remember that.
He was a photographer. He often took pictures of us on our vacations. He would also do candid shots for the newspaper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I remember now. That's cool. I didn't know your aunt raised you. What happened to your Wait. No, I'm sorry. That's too personal. It's none
fine,
of my business.
It's fine, Miss Raimi. I understand that it's a curious matter. My dad died before I was born. His sister, my aunt, stepped in to help my mom, who was pregnant with me, and busy taking care of my brother, who was only 4 or 5 at the time. She helped my mom give birth to me. She didn't live through it, though.
I'm sorry.
I am, too. I would have loved to know her.
Some believe that you will when you die.
Some. But not all.
What's it like?
What's what like?
How you are now. How you were. What's it like?
I don't know what that means.
I mean, you were addicted to Kiyotar, right?
Yes. I'm in recovery.
Well, what's it like being on Kiyotar? What's it like to come off of it?
You think it's too personal to talk about my parents, but you have no problem asking about my drug use.
No, that's not what I meant. You're right, I'm sorry, it's too personal.
Miss Raimi, I understand that you don't understand me, or the people like me. I understand why you're asking questions. I wasn't angry.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure. I can tell you what it was like. Hell. Both on and off.
Why did it take you so long to stop using it?
I didn't think it was hell at the time. I thought it was heaven. I was doing fine, and everyone else was trying to stop me. Everyone was in my way. Kiyotar, it changes how you think. You think people are out to get you. You think they're trying to stop you from feeling better. The thing about Kiyotar, why it was so harmful for everyone, was that it made you think you were invincible. You take it, you think you're going to be immune to Virilia. That's how it starts. It starts before you even take it. So you take it and think you're immune. But it also makes you feel a little happy, a little buzzed. It's kind of a pick-me-up. And you think, well, I may be immune, but surely more immunity couldn't hurt, right? That's how you justify it. And you keep justifying it. No one told anyone to stop because everyone was afraid of getting sick. More precautions couldn't hurt. Soon, you start to build this idea that you need to keep taking it to stay immune. It messes with your brain. You try to get more so you can stay immune. You usually can't get more because someone won't help you. And you know you need more. You know it. Can't they see that you need more? You don't want to get sick. You need more. So you try to show them you need more. You yell at them, but they don't listen. So you have to do something else. But even then, you probably won't get more, so you have to keep looking, keep asking people, keep showing them that you need more.
That's why they attack people?
It's never pretty. I've tried to stop some before they hurt others, but it's not advised. They got me. Right here. They started from my collarbone and got to my hip. I didn't leave my house for a while after that.
That looks like... Oh my god! Oh my... It was one of you!
I'm sorry?
It was one of your kinds! You're the ones who killed Haley! Back
what do you
home,
mean?
Back
it
in
wasn't
Philadelphia,
me.
Shoot
I don't know what you're trying to say
with me.
Slash
her open and killed
calm
her. You fucking
down.
Killed her. How am I gonna fucking trust you now?
What do you mean? How can you trust me now? You knew the addicts were dangerous. I know you did. I heard you talk about them on the radio. You knew they were dangerous, and you still stuck around me because you knew I wasn't dangerous. And furthermore, what do you mean? Your kind. They're all humans, just like you and me. Or am I not human? Answer me! Am I human or not?
You're human.
That's right. I am. And so is everyone else out there. They're humans who made mistakes. I'm not trying to justify their actions because what they do isn't right. It's terrible. Trust me. I know. But they just need help. Don't think a single person out there, anyone addicted to Kiyotar, don't think they still want to be addicted. They want to get clean. Some of them just need more help.
Sorry, Ezra. I'm so sorry. I loved her so much. I'm so sorry.
I know. It's okay.
It was just hard, you know? She was the last person I had. The last person I loved that I cared about. And she was just taken from me.
But what about your girlfriend, Sarah? What about her?
She left me.
What?
She left me, Ezra. She didn't think our city was safe anymore. She wanted to leave, and my dad had already died, and my mom, too. It was just her, me, and Haley. Haley wanted to stay there, always the optimist. Haley thought we could just tough it out, and I did too. Sarah didn't, though. She wanted me to go with her, and I couldn't. I couldn't leave Haley, let alone my house. Sarah and I got into an argument, and she called me a bunch of... She called me a bunch of names. She said I was being selfish, and that I never loved. We both said things we regret. I tried to tell her that we would be safe, that I wouldn't let anything happen to her. But she didn't believe me. She left. She just left. Didn't even really say goodbye.
I'm sorry. Forgive me, but why do you still love her? She's obviously hurt you a lot, and it doesn't seem like she's sorry about it. Why do you love someone who hurt you that badly?
It was a different time. It was stressful. No one was thinking straight. Everyone was scared. I can't hold that against her. I wasn't a saint either. She loved me. She loves me. I still think that.
You probably won't see her again. Holding on to that kind of emotion.
I know I won't. I accepted that, but I still love her. I never found someone like her again, but maybe I will. Until then, I still love her.
No, I mean... She might be...
I know.
I'm sorry.
Freed is a Paper Trail Studios production written by Casey Lee and Ryan Young, starring Heaven is for Real as Raimi and Julian Sobehana as Ezra. The background music was by the brothers Cruz Garcia. Follow us at Freed Radio on Twitter or freedpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also email us at freedpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you like Freed and want to make us happy, you can bribe us for friendship by rating and reviewing us on iTunes. It's a guaranteed entry into our close circle of friends. We have a new sponsor this week because... Of course we do. I've been... Hello. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. I'm just going to have to move you here. Please. Okay. I have been asked to read this verbatim. They were very... explicit about this, so... Morton Salt. Hey, we have a similar name to Norton. We don't do the same thing, but we have the same name. That counts for something, right? Right? Please tell us it counts for something. Our brand is the laughingstock of all salt brands, and we just want to feel loved. So... go love Morton Salt. They kind of need it.